7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Well. Yeah, this could fly. Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. That's right, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to another exciting day of searching for marmots. Where's our little mutty friends? Oh, where could they be? Let's go out and find them. Now, everyone follow me. I'm stalking through the park near a little forest by the creek and some rocks laying down there before us. Okay, so yeah, I'm walking along the path here at Tranquility. I'm on the gyro ball side, heading towards the secret mushroom ground. And holy crap, what was that right there? Was that a dude? Was that a mati in the grass or was that a rabbit? We gotta get up here. There's something right up here. I'm still standing pretty much under the power lines, right next to the parking lot. You can probably hear the crackle of the power lines right as the wind is starting to pick up. Who was in here? Who was in here? Can't see anything. Whose little butt was that? It didn't really look like rabbit butt. There's a path right here. There's a little animal trail. Well, whoever it was, I can no longer see them. All right. Let's get up here to some known mati areas. I needed to come out and look for marmots today because, well, we had such a good day yesterday finding marmots. And I was just about to tell you that I'm the only person here. I'm the only car in the parking lot, but as I look across the creek, I can see somebody jogging with a doggin' over there. And now we're going to come up real close to the creek. There's a den right here where we saw the mati run into it yesterday. Or not yesterday, the day before. Who's around here today? Okay. Standing at the edge of the little creek and I'm looking around. I don't see any matis, just the jogger with the dog. Who's a dog? Who's a doggy? Woof, woof. So, I've got a den right here that is very much active. Oh, and it's a double hole ledge den. There's a ledge over here. Okay, there's nobody sitting on the ledge. There's one behind me. There's one down there. This is an active mati zone. I know mati zones when I see them because I look for matis all the time. Pretty excited, having a pretty good day so far. Not that I've really done much. I haven't done anything. I managed to make some tea. You need some breakfast. Wow, yeah, success. Right? Because Tobe. All right, let's keep going up in here. I got to find me some matis. We got to find us some matis today. It's not that warm. It's barely 10 degrees. It's probably not even 10 degrees yet. But it'll be 10 degrees in another hour or two. That's 50 for all my American listeners. But it's a sunny day, and it's not very windy. It's just a very light breeze with the occasional nothing much to write home about type of gusts. So I thought, sound behind me? Nothing. I thought long and hard about what to do today, where to go. And I thought, we go to the creek, we go to the creek all the time. go out to the lake, I don't know, it might be too cold, go out to the... That's when I decided, well, hell, let's just go back out to Tranquility. Find us some marmots. Alright, so I'm walking through the weird little odd lowlands area that I like to call the fox zone, because I see foxes sneaking around in here every once in a while. And this leads up to this little spot where we have that big den under the scary tree. And I know there's marmots in this den because I saw one and I took a picture of him or her. Okay. Now I'm approaching that den and the scary tree and the tree that is next to the scary tree. First, we look into the tree that's next to the scary tree for marmots. I don't see any. So I'm going to start working my way up here. Checking the other side, because this is very motty over here, too. There's a big motty den over here and over there. Working my way up this little hill. If any motties are now watching me, they can see me. And they're saying, who's that guy? No, it's cool. It's that guy we see all the time. Okay, here comes the jogger and the dogger. I'm going to get off the trail here and look back down into the creek. Yeah, we got a motty ledge over there. We got holes. Across the creek, we got holes that kind of don't look like they're in use. But I can see marmot trails. Howdy! I can see marmot footprints down in the mud. And there are some big, big motty footprints. I got a good look at that dog. That's an expensive dog. Huh. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, there's a couple of... Oh, Jesus, look at that one right there. There are some massive, massive marmot tracks down in the mud in the creek. And you can see the path that the marmot took to get into the creek. And the path comes right up here. And it comes right across the human path, and that path leads right up to this den in the grassy area under the logs by the scary tree, which I'm now walking up on. Matties, come out and play. Look, you can see the damn trails where they're running around. This is where the Matty stuck his head out. I know you're in there, Matties. Have a nice day. What I really hope is that there is a gestating female. Or, given the time of year, it occurs to me that we could have babies. We could have tiny baby marmots that were just born, but won't be coming out of the den for, you know, a couple weeks. All right, looking back down into the creek. Yeah. Here's another potential Matty area. Matty hole, Matty hole. And I know there's a den over here under that tree and all those broken up logs, but it's all covered in grass and the old dried vines, and I don't see any holes. I don't see any evidence of Matty's moving through there. Okay. So I'm going to pick up the pace. I'm going to start walking up the trail here. Doodly doot doo. We are going to head up into the next heavily populated marmot area, which is basically the pit of despair. But I'm wondering which side do we want to observe today? Well, taking into account the position of the sun and the position of where we'll be standing, I think we want to be on the other side. The non-traditional side. Does it actually matter? Well, probably not. Because if they're out, we're going to see them. Because they're going to find me. They're going to say, oh, it's our Tobe. What was that sound? I heard a very soundy sound. It had very sound-like qualities. Maybe it was just the wind. We got some yappy bird up here. Yapping and trapping. I wonder who it is. I'm guessing it's Mr. Flicker. Probably sitting on this big old dead tree, yapping his at. Yep. Yes, I can see him. Hi. Oh, he's in the tree. Hi, birdie. It's a dead tree. And there's holes up at the top of it. He is sticking his head out of the hole, and he's saying, yep, 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 yep. He says, this is my house. And I say, good job. Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. So, we've come to the part where we need to decide which way to go. And I think we decided that we're going this way. So, basically, this is where the little creek goes under this little service road that they felt that they needed to build to save themselves from driving an extra 100 yards. That's 90 meters for all my American listeners. And now we can cross the creek, get on the backside here. All right, let me think. Where am I? What in the hell am I doing? Pull up my pants because my pants are falling down. And we are gonna... I did see a bicyclist. Which path is he on? Is he coming this way? I don't know. Take off the sunglasses. And now... we're in a mott spotting area. Yep, here comes Bike Boy. Oh, he's on the other path. Directly across the creek right from here is the S Bend. A really good mushroom area. And there's a lot of new trees, a couple of trees that fell down right there. This would be a good place for a marmot to get up on these logs if he wanted to be high altitude mutty. And he could just sit there and take in the sun. But I don't see anybody. No moths on logs. Let's keep moving up here. Okay. This is where the pit of despair officially sort of starts. There's a moth hole right here at the edge. Doesn't look like it's in use though. Maybe. I'd be willing to bet a marmot ran in here and ran out at one point. I see a squirrel. There's tracks down in the mud. Down in the Vorkter. Alright, we're gonna move down to this next spotting area. Where did I see that fat boy the other day? It wasn't last night, the night before. Man, I came down here and there was just this thug sunning on his little dirt shelf. He was a beast. He was 10 kilos. Okay. I'm sort of in the main zone. I don't see anybody. I don't see any Mahtis. Where could they be? I'm just gonna keep on stalking. Keep on lurking my way up the path. Okay, it kind of goes blind here. We need to move up, get up here a little bit further. What do I hear? It's just trees creaking. Okay, this is where the undercut is. Okay, we've got Mahti holes right here. Unlikely that these are in use, but they could be. Bike. Howdy ho. Alright. And that just made some noise at an inconvenient time because we're approaching where I saw that fat Mahti the other day. Is that the shelf? Is that him? Is that my fat Mahti, or is that just a clod of dirt? I can't see. I got too many trees between me and some Mahtis. What the hell's down there? Yeah, we got a weird shadow. I'm looking into some other holes and some other areas and zones. Okay, now I'm in a good visual area, not my Mahti. Where's my Mahtis? Huh. See, you'd think that they'd all be just hanging out, sticking their heads out of the holes, trying to catch some rays, get nice and warm. Where's my Mahtis? I thought today would be a great day. Oh, it'll be easy to run out and find a whole bunch of marmots today. Because they'll just be out playing and hanging around and having a fun time. But no, they all decided to stay underground today. Now, we don't want to go out there. It's too cold, says the Mahti. No, it's not too cold, Mahtis. Okay. All right. Let's just keep moving on up here. Find us some Mahtis. Where could those Mahtis be? All right. Here's another little place where we can approach and look down in there. Wow. And look at these big old holes. There's a big hole in the dirt. Look at all these damn Mahti holes. There's so many Mahti holes. Where's all the damn Mahtis? All Mahtis come out. They say no. You can't make us dumb human. I just want to play with my Mahti friends. Where's my Mahtis? There's a golf ball right here. I think I mentioned it last time. It's a white golf ball. I'm not going anywhere near it. And now I need a Kleenex. But I think I left the Kleenex in my other pants. In my short pants. I'm checking all my pockets. Camera. Dowel, crayons, and keys. Where's my damn Kleenex? I'm looking at another hole across the way there. I didn't know there was a hole there. I didn't know there was a marmot hole right there. Huh. Okay, good to know. Now, one of the Mahdis that we saw yesterday or the day before, he was on this side, right up here somewhere. I wonder if we should just kind of loop around. That's what we're going to do. That is what we're doing. Okay, the plan here is to sort of get away from the creek here and get onto the little access road. We're going to walk around. We're going to walk around the head of the creek and walk back along the path that we normally take walking the other way. And we will look for monkeys and see if we can find some of our chunky flabsters. The chunky jiggle mots. Our chunky jiggle buddies. Man, the other day when that one was running towards me, I couldn't talk because it was so funny. Oh. Marmots. Okay. Technically speaking, marmots hibernate. But they don't hibernate like bears. The hibernation thing for marmots is pretty low rent. Yeah, we got some wind. Nice. Nice and freaking cold. Alright. I'm trying to block the wind with my body, but it's not really working, is it? Moths sort of hibernate because there's not a lot of food for them in the winter, right? So they get fat during the autumn. So they have fat stores over the winter. And that fat makes them pretty damn jiggly in the autumn. But, you know, as that fat burns off over the winter, you know, they lose that fat. And so in the spring, they sort of become flappy floppy. Instead of being flabby, they become floppy. And so when they run, their skin folds sort of, you know, jiggle around and bounce forward and back as they run. Okay, I'm back on the path. We've crossed over the creek and I'm walking towards the area where that Mahdi was a couple days ago. Okay, I can see his hole, his little den. Yeah, but I don't see any Mahdi. Hey, you got to come out of there, Mahdi. Oh my god, I thought it was going to be a great day for marmots. Oh, let's go out and find marmots. I'm the marmot whisperer. I can find marmots whenever I damn want. I can walk straight to them and I say, hi, Mahdis. You know what the weird thing is? This show is going to end. And as I'm walking out of here and or driving home, I'm going to find a whole bunch of them. I'm going to find like six of them having a goddamn tea party. And I'm going to be freaking out. Oh my god, it's a Mahdi tea party. Oh, why can't this happen during Dubious Goals Committee? Nobody will believe me. Typical. So utterly typical of my life. Alright, still walking. Mahdi tea party. I would go to Mahdi tea party. That sounds like a fun event that I would attend. Yeah, and that tree, I was just standing right over there. And that tree root ball is all undercut and that's all marmot den and everything. There's a marmot den on this side. Look at all these goddamn marmot holes. so many marmot holes and nobody's sticking their heads up to say hi to me? Tobe the First, Marmota Rex? I don't think they recognize my sovereignty. Maybe that's why they're being so disrespectful. They say, "You're not my king." And I say, "I just want to be your friend, Mati." Getting dry. I need something to drink. I got poor at home. I love drinking tea. There's one. Oh my God. Okay, so as I'm walking along, I'm looking at the holes, and right over there, I wonder if I get any closer. Oh, he's coming out. Oh, he jumped out of his hole and he ran up the little ramp. And he's, and where did he go? He disappeared back into another little hole. There's a really nice, we were just over there. That little zone where I always say, oh yeah, there's a hole right here next to the tree. And I said, that little Mati, he jumped out of that hole and he went doodly doodly doot. And then he went into that hole on the cliff. He's a cliff dwelling Mott. He's a cliff Mati. Okay, so we saw one marmot. He was kind of small. Like a yearling. Like maybe he was born last year. He was that size. Okay, is there another one over there sticking his head out? My Mati has disappeared back into his hole. Stick your head back out. Come out again, Mati. That was too fast. I didn't have time to take any pictures. Okay, at least we saw one Mati. Yay. Finally. Finally. Now, why isn't he or any of his buddies sticking his head out, being all curious? Oh, there he is. Oh my God. Where is that hole? That hole is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is a huge den because Mr. Mati, the same guy, has just stuck his head out of another hole. Hi, buddy. And you know, and I thought they were going to be all active on this side of the creek today, but no. Now he's staring right at me. Now he's pretending to ignore me. And now I'm getting my camera out trying to take a picture, but it's going to be junk. These pictures aren't going to be worth a damn. But, ooh, I'm getting the bonus zoom. Maybe they will be worth a damn. Click, click. It's a Mati sticking his face out of a hole in the cliff. I can't. Oh, wait. Maybe I can rest the camera. Damn it. There's a log sticking up right here. Why didn't I think of this? To use this log to steady the camera. But as soon as I started moving into position, Mr. Mati ducked his head back in. He says, "No. No, there's no photos of Matis today." I like marmots. I like them, and I saw one today. Yay! He was sort of a little dude, and he was kind of curious. And he had to look out and say, "Hey, what is that guy doing? I've been hearing him walking around and talking about us. Us Matis." All right, I'm going to keep moving. I'm moving back down the path. Looking under other trees and in holes that are on the far cliff. Looking for marmots. Maybe I'll find some. If I do, I'll tell you about it tomorrow on another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that looks for marmots every damn day at 1930 UTC. But now it's over and I gotta go. I'm out of
here. This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Probably some more Matis around here someplace. I'll find them.
find my Mutty.